Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
Presented by our good friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician, online at cropmetcalf.com.
Coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of Nationals Dodgers tickets, so stay tuned for your chance to win those coming up at 9:45. Wanted to touch on the Tyreek Hill non-suspension that came out a few days ago. Were you guys surprised that he was not suspended by the NFL for the criminal complaint against the injuries that occurred to his son that he had with a woman, a three-year-old son whose arm was broken in a domestic incident? He's had domestic incidents in the past while he was in college. He has this one.
I believe with the same woman.
He's with the Chiefs. But the NFL basically concluded that because they couldn't prove who caused the injury to the boy, they couldn't suspend him due to conduct.
They interviewed him for, I believe, 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to interview her. She declined an interview.
Right.
You know, they contacted the family members.
Didn't they drop the charges?
They just don't have the evidence.
Did they also drop the charges against him?
Well, yes. The case is no longer active.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's shut case. Case is done. So I don't know what they could have done. It's obvious where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's clearly going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Chiefs, and I think most fans in general, assumed he was going to be suspended. They went out and drafted a receiver, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they thought they were going to need one. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you remember when the story first hit, I mean, everybody just thought that was it. He's done.
I guess they just don't have the evidence.
They just don't have the evidence. So now he's just a full participant. I don't know. If you're a Chiefs fan, you're probably excited.
Oh, of course.
You know, unless... Yeah,
if you're Pat Mahomes, you're excited.
Yeah. And you read most of the tweets and the responses from most of the players, they seem to be able to separate it fine. They just want his ass back in the offense.
But if you don't have the evidence, what can you do?
I don't know. From afar, I was definitely surprised.
Could you imagine, you know, being Andy Reid or the people in the front office, you know, for the Chiefs? Like, you're worried every second of probably every day while this guy is on your roster.
But he's going to do something like
this. Just something terrible like this is going
to
happen.
The problem is, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. You just don't know. But with his track record, the fact that when he was at Oklahoma State, he later pled guilty to domestic assault with this woman, including strangulation, battery by strangulation. He pled guilty to that.
Yeah. He's a bad guy.
He admitted that.
He's a bad guy that's He's a bad guy that's super talented at football. And that's part of the reason why he's still on the field. Like, if he were just a run-of-the-mill player, the 50th guy on the roster, the Chiefs would have
cut him.
It would have cut him long ago.
Of course.
A long time ago.
He can play, so he's going to have a spot.
Right. He's a star.
But in terms of the investigation, look, I'm just giving you what I'm reading, but if you don't have the evidence, how can you suspend him?
I don't know. It's a bad look for the NFL.
They did their due diligence.
Can't they suspend you sometimes just for...
They suspended him on April 25th.
Can't they suspend him just for sort of... It's just a bad look all the way around. Just clearly something went on there.
I would think not, but
I'm sure a lot of...
I think you got more evidence than that.
I think a lot of Cowboys fans are probably just outraged that Zeke served, what was it, 6-game suspension?
Mm-hmm.
And Tyreek Hill basically gets off scot-free.
Now, he released a statement. He said, "The last few months have been very difficult for me, especially as a father. The false allegations originally reported in March were highly publicized and involved the care of my son. I'm grateful for so many and grateful so many people who have supported me during this challenging time. I fully respect and accept the NFL's decision." The NFL decision was to do nothing. He says to his friends and fans and family he's made in Kansas City, "I love you and thank you for your support." He goes on and on and on. And then he says, to my children, my beautiful children, I love you all dearly, and I promise you all that I'll continue to strive to be the best father, best friend, best role model, and the best mentor I can be. I love you all. How many kids does he have?
I have no idea.
He's got, she just gave birth to twins.
That are his?
Pretty sure.
But Jesus. here, if I were the Chiefs.
I'm pretty sure, and I don't know that for a fact, but I think so.
I am hiring him a full-time babysitter. He needs some sort of like life coach or mentor to basically get him through his life from the sound of it.
Yeah,
he needs some help, some counseling, some anger counseling. If I'm the Chiefs, if I don't want him to, you know, explode on, you know, another woman or a man in a bar fight, whatever, I'm getting him whatever counseling I think he needs, and I'm going to try to build some sort of support system around him to try to prevent anything like this from happening while he's still on my roster. Mm-hmm. I can't just let him keep living his life the way he's been living it.
You're definitely got to do that.
He's got to be
that's
some,
at a bare
like,
minimum.
Strict counseling, and like there's zero tolerance for anything like this going forward.
You would think.
I'm sure he's been read that.
I'm just so shocked that they couldn't just suspend him just for a couple weeks, if nothing else, just because obviously they've got a son together who's got a broken arm.
Right.
And it didn't happen like falling off a bike or something.
Well, he was suspended for 3 months. I mean, he was barred from any team activities since April, was it 25th?
Right, but did he miss any games?
No.
I'm just saying he was not allowed to be at the facility for any of those off-season workouts.
Is that what they're saying? Then we did suspend him, and you've now sort of essentially lifted it?
I mean, they suspend him pending the investigation.
The investigation showed his son has a broken arm that didn't happen like falling off a bike. So, you know, you get control of your home life situation, we're going to have to
put you
on ice for a couple
if
games.
If they had, you know, some solid concrete evidence, they would have suspended him
Haven't they suspended
like
Roethlisberger before for just like, you know, the appearance of impropriety, like with the woman, like some allegations in the past?
I'd have to go back and
look at
that. I
vaguely remember that. Don't you remember that? Like Roethlisberger being suspended for a game or two?
Maybe
just
he was. I can't
but
remember.
But maybe they found in those investigations that there was something to it.
Got to be something to this one.
You would think, but why wouldn't they suspend him then?
I don't know.
Do they even have custody of the kid?
I'm not sure at this point.
No, it says that they're
I thought they took the kid away from him. I thought the state took the kid away from the mother. I could be wrong. I thought I read that.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on the NFL's decision not to suspend Tyreek Hill.
They're saying the understanding is that the child is safe and that the child's ongoing care is being directed and monitored by the Johnson County District Court. That doesn't mean they've taken him.
Oh, okay.
But it's being directed and monitored. So maybe
he's being overseen. They'll probably have to do
business
in
their
house.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Which is good because you have to put the kid's welfare. That has to be the priority.
All right, so on April 18th, the Kansas City Star reported this. On April 18th, the child was removed from the custody of Hill and the boy's mother. And it's not clear if that status has changed. Let's assume that it has changed because they probably would have reported that. But, yeah, I think she just gave birth to twins, and I think Hill is the dad. My question is, if that's true, and he was strangling her back in college, what is she still having kids with him for?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good question. I don't know.
It's just it's a terrible look. It's shocking.
But I'll tell you what, Cakes, you're still going to draft him on your fantasy team if he's available. Or are you going to make a statement?
No. Come on. I don't have those sorts of morals when it comes to draft. Look, it's not going to be all choir boys in the NFL. I understand that. But man, it's just something again that whole organization, the GM, the coach, the owners of the team. They're probably up late at night every night just with their fingers crossed hoping that he can find the right path and not, you know, have these allegations swirling around about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hopefully he'll mature at some point and, you know, just become a model citizen. Because at this point, he's not.
There's going to be a close eye on Tyreek Hill for the rest of his career.
You've got to imagine they were desperate to suspend him. They were desperate. And they must not have. The fact that they couldn't find a smoking gun, mm-hmm. so to speak. Because you know they didn't want to not suspend him because it looks terrible.
Yeah, I think it's a bad look for the NFL.
You know they were probably dead. They probably thought, we have to suspend this guy.
Right.
But they couldn't find. They must not have been able to find anything.
But I kind of agree with you in that I think Goodell has so much overarching power.
I think just the appearance of it.
He could just, like you said, yeah, this is a bad look for the NFL. And it doesn't matter that we don't have all the evidence that we need to prove.
We just know you've got a kid with a broken arm. Somebody abused him.
Right. It happened in your household, and it doesn't matter whether it was you or your wife that did it. It happened, so you're going to sit for two or four days.
I think that they would have been better off doing that with that explanation.
Right. And if
it didn't even matter if it
was Tyreek Hill and his agents want to, you know, fight back against it. If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm like, okay,
and here's
go ahead.
Deal.
I know that sounds bad, but I think someone's got to be punished for this.
You would think.
And I think Hill is in his final year of his rookie deal.
I don't know. I'd look up on Spot Track.
And, I mean, if you're the Chiefs, do you sign him to a long-term deal? I mean, he's one of the most productive out there. I mean, he's probably due a big payday. But if you're the Chiefs, do you do that?
Are you comfortable handing him like $35 million or $40 million guaranteed?
No, that's what I mean.
Well, you can't guarantee much of it. There's going to be all kinds of outs.
But someone will.
Yeah, I mean, he's making $1.9 million this upcoming season.
So he's not even, like, loaded.
Think about
how
grossly underpaid he is for his production.
For his production, right. That's what
probably
I'm saying.
With his legal fees and everything, that guy's probably busted.
He's due a big payday, but if you're the Chiefs, man, you got to be real hesitant.
Let's go to Paulie, Norfolk. Paulie, what's up?
Fellas, how you doing, man? Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah, what's up, Paulie? Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. I mean, the league did an investigation, and they couldn't find anything concrete. So I'm okay with them not suspending them. Yeah, I think the league got a little anal with suspending people off of circumstantial evidence. and it's a shame we got to talk like this, have lawyer talk when we're talking about sports. But I'm the one who's favoring the side of, you know, let the legal process play out before you start sitting these guys down.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we can't just punish people off what they done in the past. You know, I think each case is, you know, is a case-by-case thing. So if they did the investigation, and I'm pretty sure at this point they do a thorough investigation with all the troubles and problems, you know, and backlash that they'll get if they don't. So I'm going to take their word on it that they couldn't find anything concrete. I mean, regardless of what he says, she says, if they couldn't find any evidence, then, you know, I'm good with it.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, they definitely did a thorough investigation. I mean,
and they knew there was going to be backlash for no punishment.
They investigated it for 3 months.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. Did the NFL make the right decision by not suspending Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Burris charity golf tournament that several former Redskins are supposed to be at, like Rock Cartwright and Antoine Randall L. And
course?
Antonio Brown is supposed to make a surprise appearance, but Draft doesn't want me going because it's not content.
Now, is he shooting this for Chuck or is he shooting it for the station?
Nothing for the station. He's Guy Lambert's paying him like $100 to film Guy Lambert.
It's personal.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. He's doing a side gig.
Right.
All right. But you're not shooting it. You're not going to use any of the footage here?
If the opportunity comes for me to interview one of them about the Redskins, I will absolutely give the audio to the station.
I did write him celebrity shootout questions over the
week. You did? No, just in case. So who all supposed to be there? Plex?
Valdez?
Santonio Holmes?
Is Valdez going?
Valdez is
playing in the tournament.
Where is it?
You are.
Potomac Shores,
oh,
Ricky.
You're slow playing.
My man Todd down there.
Yeah, of course.
I love Todd.
That's why Drab's, you know, a little bit jealous.
Oh, you because you're feeling left out, Drabby?
Believe me. I'm not ever jealous of anything AWOD's doing. I'm annoyed that he couldn't possibly be bothered to help out the station when we needed him. But if Chuck Lee bats an eye at him, or Guy Lambert, who he's suddenly super psyched for, then he'll do that.
Because Guy Lambert and Plex are now boys.
Oh, they're tight?
What's the story there?
Yeah, what's that connection?
They have the same agent.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do?
What?
Guy Lambert. Does Guy Lambert run a 4.4?
Yeah, I mean,
he looks like he could.
Is he going to the combine?
What does Plex do media now? So maybe they've got the same media agent? Is that what it is?
The guy that booked the tournament is the same one that books guys Radio hosting Insider. Gigs.
Gotcha.
And by the way, Guy works at WPGC. He works here in the same building, for those that don't know.
Right, he does the news.
One of the best-dressed guys in the building.
He might be the best-dressed guy in the
building. Remember when we had Plex on the show a few months ago?
I don't.
You don't remember that? He was good.
It was during the tournament when Michigan State played Duke
in D.C. He was coming in town to go see that game. But Guy's the one who gave me his number.
Was I even here?
Yes, I think you were.
I'm not
sure
I was here.
You may have been here. Your brain might not have been here.
I mean, you can't remember yesterday, so I don't put it past
you. So what came out of the interview with Plex?
He was just good.
Yeah, he was just nice.
He didn't have to do it. He was doing it as a favor to Guy.
Did we ask him about his football days? Or just
for sure we did.
Yeah.
More importantly, who's in your foursome today, Valdez?
Well, I'm a part of Chuck's foursome.
Okay.
And then I don't know who the other two are.
Oh, gotcha. Also why Adam is there is because he's got to babysit his hookup and make sure he doesn't completely forget about him.
That's true, too. I didn't think about that.
And also, don't forget the dynamic that now Valdez is trying to shoehorn his way in.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, he's
getting closer to Chuck and Adam. He's actually playing golf with him.
Yeah, let's just say.
Adam doesn't play golf.
Let's just say I got invited to play golf. Adam got invited to shoot a video.
Guy Lambert
point.
Invited you, or did Chuck invite you?
Guy Lambert did.
Right.
Yeah,
and he's going to pay you out of his own pocket?
I'm going to be doing like highlights of his hosting the event. And when he introduces himself to everyone, he's going to say, hey, this is Adam Epstein, the videographer. He'll be going around doing interviews. And so it'll be less awkward when I go up to these.
Is Guy emceeing the event after the round? After the tournament?
And what does Guy want to use the footage for? Just like for his reel? Or
His scissor reel.
For his sizzle reel?
Yeah, I'm going to help him sizzle.
Scissor reel.
Is that honestly what it is?
Yeah. So that the next time he does a hosting, he has a highlight from the last time.
Radio Insider.
Oh, and this is also a way to pitch him to get other hosting gigs.
Right.
Is that the idea? Because that sounds
like something you would want to do.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like hell. Who wants to host anything? The last thing I would do is put together a sizzle reel and be hosting.
He likes doing that.
He's actually social. He's not anti-social.
He's comfortable with it. We're not.
I mean, I turned down, I turned down everything.
We would never emcee a charity golf tournament.
No, I turned down everything.
Can you imagine doing like the live auction? What JP does and Cakes?
Can we imagine doing it? Yeah. Yes, I've been in those shoes
JP
before.
And Cakes
and it's
do it.
Butt uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't say no. Eric and I can say no.
I turn down everything.
I'm with
everything.
You.
I just say, come do a sit-in.
So
sit-in
with
the junk.
Is this Plexco Burris' own charity golf tournament? It's his tournament?
He's yes, but he also put Fred Smoot as like another host.
Is that hence the DC connection, like why it's out here?
Yeah.
Because they're doing it with Smoot?
Smooty.
Right.
Just got to make sure that Smoot shows up.
I don't blame Adam for doing it. A, he needs to keep his Pamplona connection strong, so he wants to jock, right, Chuck. And then if he's getting paid, I can't blame him.
Yeah, but is it driving Adam insane that Valdez is going to be in the cart with Chuck basically for 4+ hours?
It does bother
him.
It does bother him. It Valdez is higher on the food chain. Chuck knows that. You are pretty expendable because once Valdez really establishes that relationship.
Yeah, once it gets that foothold.
His use for you goes away completely. And Valdez would probably be cheaper than you because Valdez likes a hookup, but he's not going over like
hey,
you.
Hey, Chuck, do you have crab tapas? I want to come in and get some of that.
Do you think even in your heyday, like if let's just say you really milk this, that you would go over there as often as Adam?
I still, milk things like golf.
Yeah, but do you think you would go there as often as Adam?
No, because I would feel a little more shameful.
You'd have a little bit more. Yeah, because you're spreading
Trust me, I would use it. And I don't blame Adam for using it. But
Adam
goes there all the time. I don't think Adam doesn't feel bad about it. I think I would feel a little bad.
Right.
Like I was abusing it.
Well, Adam at this point thinks he like co-owns the restaurant.
I do feel like the prince when I walk in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I expect to be treated like it.
See, that
if
entitled.
I'm not given royalty, I'll walk out.
Entitled.
Valdez.
Super
See
entitled.
How cocky he gets on the air?
Yeah.
Please tell Chuck to break up with Adam. That you're his new
He's not
beau.
Going to. Chuck loves Adam.
Not if I put on my charm.
Yeah, not if Valdez can put him over.
I've been thinking about how much Adam talks about.
Adam's got 1,000 Twitter followers. Valdez has 20 times that.
All right. All right. What time does shotgun start?
12. All right, so we'll finish about 8 holes after we get rained on.
I was going to say, right, because shotguns take forever. They take like
and
6 hours.
And the rain is definitely coming today, right?
Oh, yeah.
I always bring rain gear, and that always helps jinx it, reverse jinx.
Definitely coming.
There's no way of getting around it?
No, not today.
Valdez, I hope I don't make you late for your shotgun start with my blue chew goo spots that I have to do after the show is done. So I'll try to get those done as quickly as I can.
Those have already started?
Well, the spec spot happens today. So I got to bring it.
Well, if you fail, I'll jump in and do it. I'm happy to do it.
Sure you would. Hopefully, why wouldn't you?
Hopefully you do a terrible job.
I hope I don't. I hope I crush it.
I'm willing to actually take the pills.
I know you are.
I mean, I guess
you've established
or the gummy bears, whatever they are.
Chew.
Yeah, it's a chew. It's a chewable. Yeah. It's a chewable.
Got to make sure what we're promoting here.
Yeah, I'll chew the hell out of it.
Not a pill,
right?
Chewable.
Not a pill.
All right. So we're talking about the Tyreek Hill deal. Ron in Poolsville wants to talk about it.
People still want to chime in. Are you shocked the NFL didn't suspend? They knew they were going to be hit with this.
Yeah.
So, Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hold on. Go again, Ron.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, guys. The reason I want to weigh in on this is, on a personal level, I'm involved with adopting my two grandchildren because of abuse.
Right.
And I got to tell you, what bothers me about this is that, one, you have to believe when you report that the NFL did a, quote, thorough investigation. You almost have to believe that the NFL's investigative techniques or powers are better than a state's attorney's. And I don't believe that because they don't have the power of they don't have the power of subpoena or a court or a judge. I've spent a year and a half trying to get my kids out of a bad situation, i.e. foster care. And it's a nightmare, and I'm a – myself and my ex, we're loving grandparents, and we just, it bothers me because we talk about suspending a guy, you know, and the state's attorney found no reasonable cause to bring a case. So end of story. And I'm angry with the NFL when they think, like that last caller said, yes, it's a bad look, but in this country, there's only one charge that you can be charged with and not be given the benefit of the doubt or the evident preponderance of evidence, and that's abuse. It's just too easy for people, women, men, children who are part of a divorce, to make claims put the
– true.
I mean
– But Ron, so here we have an instance where we have a child with a broken arm, and they know it didn't fall off a bike. Like, it was an abusive situation that brought this about. They just don't know who did it.
Let me say that as a grandparent, I have a three-year-old grandchild.
Yeah.
I could accidentally break her arm playing with her on a playground, okay? And because I'm the person in charge, I'm basically the custodian of the child at that particular time, I have no idea what the circumstances are of this broken arm. But I can tell you this, since this experience, I'm on super sensitive radar when it comes to anything involving these children, more so than my own children who are now completely grown.
Right.
And so, and I bring this to your attention, guys, because it's just too easy and too simple for, especially when there's, quote, no marriage involved. We got baby mamas out there who are happy to settle for a paycheck when it comes to making a claim. There's a reason the state's attorney couldn't corroborate the stories enough to bring charges. There's a reason.
All right, but
okay?
Ron, let me just say this. I hear what you're saying, and you're obviously innocent until proven guilty. But remember, he's got a past. He did something to this woman. He attacked her and strangled her, admitted to it, and was suspended when he was at Oklahoma State. So he's got a track record.
Just out of nowhere.
I'm just going to say that, and I'm not saying he's guilty on this particular charge, but there's a reason to think that he is.
That's the problem. He set himself in a situation where was he ever charged with that incident, or was it? Did the school take action before any charges were brought against him?
I'm not sure when. I'm not sure about the timeline of it, but he pled guilty to it.
Yeah, I think he was definitely charged.
Okay, he was charged and he pled guilty, so he was in essence convicted.
Yes.
He was convicted of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole different story.
Well, I'm just saying it just gives a little context to this. It's not like it's out of nowhere. You know, that's all.
I firmly believe that anybody that harms a child, be it a mother, a father, grandfather, grandmother, stepmother, whatever, should be prosecuted. But I also believe they need to make sure they have enough evidence.
Right.
Because
right.
You're right. This nightmare.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. I'm sorry you're in that situation.
Yep. I know.
Thank
you. Good call. Yeah. Good call.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Good call.
Let's go to JR. JR, what's up, man?
Good morning. So, first off, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I'm slightly biased, but I've been reading a ton about this for months.
Yeah.
So, kind of picking up where you guys just left off with the allegations in college. So what I kind of read recently about that after that, you know, 10-minute long audio was that he might not even done that. Like he was saying he didn't punch her. He was saying he didn't strangle her. And what they said afterwards is that they didn't even know she was pregnant at the time. And once they found out she was pregnant, the prosecutor in that case was trying to try him for attempted murder. And so that could be the reason right there that he pled guilty
to the lesser charge of attempted murder. Right.
Right. So he's not going to go. He didn't want to go against attempted murder. And, you know, but I mean, the broken arm apparently happened in like January. He didn't get accused of it till March. I mean, I just think his girl is just kind of crazy. He just needs to stay away from her.
Okay,
but
well, he's
he did
an,
just have
he,
twins
stupid.
With her.
Yeah, but you heard the audio, right? Yeah. Didn't we all hear the audio of him telling her that she should be afraid too?
Yeah, he said that was in the audio.
You heard the audio. It's pretty terrifying audio.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in Oklahoma State.
10 minutes in, though.
Oh, true.
Did you guys listen to the whole audio?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I listened to.
Just whatever was released. I'm just saying this.
Well, like, they released the whole audio like a week ago, and it really doesn't seem nearly as bad as when they just released that clip. Because right. that 10 minutes of her accusing him of hurting his son, he's denying it. He's constantly bringing up the 2014 stuff, saying that that's all lies and that she lied. And then at the very end of it, that's when he said that.
Right.
But he's still with her. So, he's still with her, and he had kids with her. He had twins with her.
Right now, I don't think they're together anymore. They're like in court fighting over a custody battle. And yes, he's stupid for ever staying with her after that. He should never even stayed with her.
If she's making all this stuff up, yes. But yeah, he should be suspended for stupidity. I'm just saying that, and I don't know what happened in Oklahoma State, but he pled guilty to domestic assault. I'm going to think something happened.
Right, you don't just plead guilty if nothing happened.
I mean, if he didn't touch her.
Well, what he's basically saying is that he put her outside the door, and she asked him to leave. He asked her to leave several times, and then he like picked her up and moved her out. But
listen,
I mean, there's
clearly
probably a little
right.
bit more
there's
in
enough
there than
nebulous
that.
Stuff out there that they didn't charge him in the latest incident, and the NFL didn't suspend him.
Right.
So there is enough sort of benefit of the doubt or question
in this
out
particular
there.
Case. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
No doubt.
When we come back, we'll do 5 and 10, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Nats take on the LA Dodgers. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, to win those tickets, if you don't like calling, you can always text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. That's 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I believe somebody just sent in a text to the Thompson Creek Windows text machine asking how many, what the scores were for JP and Eric at Renditions on Friday. What was Eric Bickle's response to that?
All he said was it was a lot.
It was a lot.
I don't know what that means. He said
high 90s.
Kind of like the temps in the high 90s.
That's what I want to know.
It was probably around the temperature, whatever the temperature was.
Were you miserable in the heat?
I was kind of miserable because the game is just not fun for most of the time. It's only fun when you have a good hole.
Well, plus if all four of you have high scores, it's a long day. You know what I mean?
You're out there being around a long time.
It's just whatever.
Let's be honest. What was it like playing with JP?
JP was fine. I played golf with JP.
Who did you ride with?
My brother, I think. Okay. I don't even remember. I think my brother.
It was Friday. You can't remember who you rode in the cart with?
I'm pretty sure it was my brother.
You're pretty sure?
Actually, no, I think it was JP because my brother brought his buddy. I think my brother and his buddy played together. Yeah, it was JP and I.
Did you have any cold-ass beers?
No, I don't like to. I had afterwards. Oh, okay. I don't like to during the round because the game's hard enough. I don't like to feel tipsy.
Tipsy. Well, sometimes it makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Whatever. It was whatever. It was hard. I will say, I did birdie the Sawgrass hole.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, you know,
17
cool.
Sawgrass?
I birdied that hole. But and it was a long putt that I made. It was like a miracle. It was a one in a million shot. But I butchered Amen Corner. I mean, I don't know how. I will say that is the best part of that course. The Amen Corner part. It just looks awesome. Have you played out there before, Valdez?
I never have. I want to.
You should do it. You should do it. I mean, it's the best part by far because it's the most signature that you most recognize. The par three, the first one was the par four. I think I pulled my tee shot left and I had to take a drop. I mean, I just butchered the par four.
This is Billy
Payne. The 11th. The par three.
When's the last time Billy Payne was there?
I like that EB performed well during the Amen Corner stretch.
No,
I
didn't.
Oh, well, actually, I like it better that he did not perform well.
Yeah. I mean,
a close approximation.
The 12th hole there, I hit it way over. I've never even seen anybody do this on TV. I hit it behind the azaleas, behind the bushes on the green. I hit like an 8-iron because the guy in front of me hit a 9-iron way short, so I hit an 8-iron.
You made
the
patron in front of you?
No, on the players.
Francisco Molinari wishes he hit it where you hit it.
I hit it. I can't remember where he hit it.
The water.
Yeah. I went way over the water. I went behind the bushes. Had to take an unplayable. It was just awful. And then the 13th replica, I can't remember what I did there, but it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like bogey, double.
Plus, it was 105 with the heat index.
It was butt hot.
You're sweating your stones off, although you love that.
Did you bring a change of clothes for the ride home?
I didn't.
You did not?
I can't do that.
It's got all sweaty into your car?
I just sweated through it. Well, what I did is, actually, and I normally don't do this because usually when I'm done playing golf, I usually just like to get home. But I didn't have anything going on.
Right.
So we just stayed in the clubhouse, and we just drank, and we just watched the British.
Right.
Just chilled. And had chicken wings, and it was silly.
Very good.
I ate.
Sounds like a good post-round hangout.
I ate horribly this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken.
I ate horribly.
Chicken.
I need to get on the Phil Mickelson crash diet and lose 15 in 10
You need
10
to go
days.
Cleanse yourself?
Yeah.
I could use that, too. What does exactly that mean? Does it means he's eating Zippy and just drinking that weird, like, coffee concoction he was talking about?
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he said that he went on, like, a six-day fast or cleanse, and he had some sort of wackadoo coffee drink that he named the guy who developed it for him.
And that's how he lost his weight?
Yeah.
He missed the cut, right, by a lot.
It's terrible.
He played terrible.
Yeah.
Steve Sands called BS on the 15 pounds in 6 days.
Well, he did look thinner. I don't care what Steve says.
He looked
thinner.
But 15 pounds, I would think you would look a lot thinner. But maybe not.
I don't know. He's a pretty big guy. I don't know.
He definitely looked thinner.
I'm butt-sized. I need a cleanse.
All right. Start today.
I could use a cleanse, too.
Yeah.
We won't cleanse together. We won't be cleansing buddies. So you can drop,
I just need
drop the most weight.
And it didn't help. I already had a Pop-Tart this morning.
I don't think that's very cleansing.
I was just tired. I said, I want something to pick. I need to pick me up.
You know what? It's loaded with sugar. It tastes good.
Yeah, give me a little.
Of course you're going to grab
it. But I regret it. As soon as I'm done with it, I regret it.
Yeah, show cleanse.
I mean, it
was my show
strawberry?
Cleanse. Strawberry.
Delicious.
Last night I had a little bit of ice cream.
Did you heat them up?
I didn't.
You say them right out of the package. Time.
Wasn't yesterday a National Ice Cream Day?
It was. Yes.
That's why you had the ice cream yesterday.
Well, no, just because we had my cousins over, my nephews, and they were all they're all eating ice cream, and then once I saw that the fudge
syrup.
Sauce, the syrup, I was like, oh my
syrup
god,
syrup is delicious.
I gotta get. So I went and got.
Of course you do.
Feel terrible. It was a bad, just like a gluttonous
life's
weekend.
All about making decisions. Like my wife made pancakes over the weekend, and I could have been a jerk and used reduced fat and like no sugar syrup with like 40 calories.
Oh, you can't do that.
Or I could have gone with the maple syrup. What do you think I went with?
You went with what tastes good.
I went with the maple syrup that has about 200 calories per serving.
Absolutely.
I went 5X on my syrup, and I didn't care because it tasted good.
Right.
It's delicious.
Right. Well, I always feel guilty afterwards.
All right, Valdez, crank up the 5 and 10 music for me, please. We're going to do about probably two stories in about 4
minutes.
All right,
we'll do 2 and 4.
So we'll alter it a little bit. This one makes me laugh.
5 stories, 10 minutes.
Not 5.
And number 3.
Number 2.
Number 1.
This story doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's funny, so I'm going to read it. Warren, Ohio police have filed charges against a man who told police he locked himself in a hot car during Thursday's hot weather to avoid having sex with his girlfriend. 24-year-old Christian Collins was charged with obstructing official business, resisting arrest, trespass, and domestic violence. According to a police report, a 24-year-old woman called officers to her home on Thursday because Collins had locked himself inside her Kia Optima and refused to get out of the car. The first officer to arrive spoke to Collins through a passenger side window that was cracked open a few inches. It says Collins told the officer, now this doesn't make any sense.
This is funny.
He locked himself in his girlfriend's car because she always wants to have sex, and it was too hot in the apartment. So it's too hot in the apartment to smash,
so he
goes out into 94-degree heat and seals himself up. In the Kia Optima.
So the Kia Optima was not running. He didn't have the AC running.
Doesn't sound like it.
Maybe he did, though.
I mean, it doesn't.
Maybe he locked himself in with the car running and the AC. If it was too hot to have sex in the apartment, why would he go in the hot car?
I don't know.
Well, he didn't want to have sex.
Let me see that.
I mean, there's nothing.
By the way, I don't have to lock myself in my car. I just told my wife no. You know what? She's probably a big fat hurt.
Hey,
Maybe that's what it is.
He says she's always bugging him for sex. He said, you're finished. I'm going in the Kia. I'm sealing the windows, and I'm gonna create my own personal sweat lodge.
So what was the charge? Why is that a crime?
I don't know.
Original complaint? Why did the girlfriend call to complain, or wife, or
I guess maybe she was concerned that he's going to die outside in the hot car because he won't give up the skins. But anyway, I found that comical.
Speaking of comics,
I just don't understand what the charge is.
Maybe.
Is it against the law to just go sit in your car?
I don't know.
Maybe she felt he was endangering himself. She just thought he was endangering himself.
Okay.
EB, I thought of you when I saw my son bring in his phone to me. I think it was on Saturday night when Marvel revealed at San Diego Comic-Con that they are breaking out 14 new Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4 movies over the next few years.
Mm.
I said Eric Bickle would hate this news. He would not be excited about it in the least. But an actor that you love and respect is reprising a big role, and it wasn't on your EP.
There's an actor that I love and respect?
I can't even think of one. Love might be a stretch, but you were into one of his series within the past year. He is taking over the Blade franchise in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali.
I read about that. Yeah. Do I love him? I think he's all right.
I kind of like him.
I do. I think I kind of like him.
I think you kind of like him. Love may be a strong word.
Love is a stretch.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I like him okay. What was he in again? What was the series that we watched?
True Detective.
Right.
You know what? Love is a strong word for it. You kind of like him.
Yeah.
You don't love him. If you don't even know some of his signature works.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Yeah, he's not your guy.
All I know is he played for a little bit for some D1 school. Like
St. Mary's.
Played a little bit. He's a
good
player.
Hoopster. Yeah, but still, Division I, solid.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, Blade coming out, the release date to be
determined.
What's
Blade's superpower? Like an ice skater?
No.
Blade.
He's a vampire hunter.
Why do they call him Blade?
He's a plus one on the golf course.
He cuts vampires in half with a big sword. I don't know. All right, we have to get out of here. We're done for the day.
So Grant
and Danny coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.